Enough said. Time for Marab. Music ready? Let's take a good deep breath as we transition into the music. You never know. You never know. Let's break out the Kool-Aid. Ow! Ow! It's not dreary, is it? Anything but. Let's take a good deep breath. And I'm going to ask you to take note of something that was happening during the distractions today. There was some good information, but there was something else happening. Let's take a good deep breath. Let's just allow for a moment here as the music plays. Good deep breath. A lot of laughs today. A lot of good laughs. Spiritual gathering should be just about all laughter. I mean, almost all, maybe a little bit of seriousness, but almost all laughter. The funny thing is, as an embodied master, you're going to be laughing a lot at how dreary you were. No, you really will be. Why did I take that on? The seriousness, the overly holiness kind of stuff. Well, because that's what mass consciousness told you to do. You know Kuthumi, I love Kuthumi. He's such an example of going from being really the dreariest human ever to walk this planet. So serious. And it's all about rules and all about making his parents happy. That's one of the dreariest things you can do, is try to make your parents happy. The next one is trying to make your kids happy. That got, for all you listening in online, that got a big, oh yeah. Kuthumi was so dreary. I mean, he could clear out a whole bar if he ever walked in, but he never would because he was too dreary to be in a bar. He'd clear out the whole bar because everybody just could sense it. Yet he would start asking all these questions. Well, what's in this drink? And what's in that? And what's it going to do to me? And is this legal? And all the dreary questions. Just drink the drink, Kuthumi. Just drink it. But isn't that what a lot of you have been like in the spiritual journey? Well, what should I do? What's this going to be like? What comes next? How should I? Am I doing this right? Where's the handbook to tell me what to do? Just do it. Kuthumi was so dreary. How dreary was it? He is so dreary. He could walk into, this is a true story, he could walk into a bordello, a whorehouse, and put everybody to sleep. Just fall asleep, everybody. Well, he would start asking, and you know, do you have any diseases, and do you have any, what did you have for breakfast today? Just do it, Kuthumi, just do it. Anyway, let's take a good deep breath. He got over being dreary, and then he became a light. He became a true light, filled with joy, never getting serious again. Always in the moment, always in joy. Never so stuck in the mind, never got didactic, never got boring. Ask him a question, you ask him a serious question, and he'd tell you a joke. Because, you see, he knew what was really going on. When somebody would come up and say, Master, where's the road to enlightenment? He'd tell him a joke, totally off subject. And that would distract him enough. So they stop being so serious. There is no road. There's no path to enlightenment. It's all just in the allowing. That's it. But I distract intentionally. funny thing is happening right now with all this distraction and stories and everything else. You've probably been wondering lately, you know, in the last 10 days or so, what's going on with me? I feel dissociated, kind of like not together. What's happening here, dear Master, is that you're losing the human. You know, that human, that kind of dreary, gray human, is kind of floating off. Maybe better said, kind of like, you know, what it's like when a snake loses its skin. Especially if the snake thought that skin was its identity, because that's what it could see and feel as it slithered along the ground. And then it starts to lose the skin. You're having a big part of you now kind of being pulled away, pulled off. It's not that you're going to lose it, but it's being removed in a way, a layer, a huge layer, so that you can reveal the Master. The human is getting dissociated for the time being. It will eventually become integrated. But first, it's being put out into the realms, into your dream states at night. The human part that was dreary, colorless, never a creator, addicted to energy, the very thing that you identified with in many ways, is now being pulled off like scales, like the bark off of a tree, scales on an animal. And some days it does feel like they're being pulled off, other days it feels like they're just falling off. It's a very interesting, but sometimes uncomfortable situation. The human identity that was so solidified, so tight, is now coming off. It's going out into the dream realms, and that's why, again, so many of the dreams right now have been so intense. That human is becoming its own aspect. And that aspect is being peeled away now from you, from consciousness. That aspect will go into the realms of your dreams, and it is there that it will eventually come to wisdom. But it's playing in those realms right now, still trying to find resolution with so many things that happened to it, that human aspect in its life. It's going to go back and visit people from the past, old experiences from the past. You'll realize that in your dreams at night. You wonder what's happening? Why are there these feelings of frustration, lack of completion? Why are there these feelings that the human is almost going backwards when you've done such a good job of releasing? It's going in for, you could say, a major tune-up. That human aspect is going into other realms, non-dream realms, but other realms where it will have a lot of time and quiet to itself. Yes, even while it's in the dream realms, it is also going to be in a quiet realm by itself, isolated, away from everything. It's going to cry there. It's going to rebel there. It's going to go through its attempts to resolve its issues. Why did it come to Earth in the first place? Why did it take on so much anger and hate and pain? It's going to be dealing with itself there. And it's going to be very, very difficult for it. But it's not really going to affect you so much as the living master. You'll sense it out there happening. You'll sense it. But it's not going to be able to interfere with your life. Right now, where we are in such a beautiful place of being true creators, right now, the human aspect is getting pulled off, dissociated. You could almost be like, you know, you have this creature on your planet called the turtle, almost like the shell being removed and taken somewhere else, so that you don't have that interference. You'll feel it, yes, but it won't directly interfere with your life. Ultimately, it will all be integrated. Ultimately, it will come back as the wise human, as a completed human, who come back to join the Master, the I Am, who come back to join you in life. There's nothing to be taken lightly. In other words, this is a big step. If you've wondered lately, why these strange feelings? It's because that human aspect is going off. Let's take a deep breath with that and simply allow. It wouldn't have been possible without the allowing, without the wisdom, without the master, without the understanding of energy. Without those things, the human aspect would have clung on. It would have dug in deeper. It would have created a harder shell. But right now, you take a deep breath, master and human, and allow it to go where it needs to go gracefully. The human self has been filled with emotions. Has been living in a sea of emotions. Has been addicted to drama and emotions. There's no place for that where the master goes. It's false. A false reality. It's actually false energy dynamics. Emotion, drama, all the rest of that. When one doesn't understand the difference between energy and life, they tend to get very addicted to drama. It's one of the few things that brings a little energy into their life. Well, there's no place for that in the master's life. The master is dealing with the master's energy, with pure energy. The master brings consciousness and creation. The energy then comes in to allow for the experience, the joy, and the simplicity. Layer of the human aspect is going off. It's going to be tuned with wisdom. It's going to be tuned with laughter. One might ask, well, is the human aspect going to find resolution? That's not the point here. It's not about resolving anything. It's about accepting. There's a big difference. resolution means everything comes together for a happy ending. It's not about that. It's about acceptance. The human finally just saying, I was here in experience. That's it. No need for resolution. And you, what do we call you now? Human master, I don't know, but you're going to feel very raw as this old human layer, human aspect goes off, is removed. It's kind of falling off, but sometimes it has to be tugged off too. But this, as this is occurring, you're going to feel very sensitive, very raw. In a way, kind of unprotected. But what's really happening is you're developing a higher degree of awareness. You know that as the human got crustier, more limited, it really reduced awareness. And as that human aspect goes off into the other realms for a while, you are going to feel very, very sensitive about things. That's good, because you're going to now understand energy in a way like you never did before. You're going to feel energy, because you're going to realize there is a difference between energy and life. But you may also feel vulnerable, very exposed. When that happens, just remember something very simple. Energy is here to serve you. When you're feeling exposed, feeling vulnerable, like something might attack you, psychic energy or even a dog, remember that it's all energy. And it's here to serve you. I think that takes a lot of courage. Let yourself feel that vulnerable, open, unprotected. But you pretty soon start learning that, as energy comes, I'm going to say closer to you, it's always there, but as it really comes into your, close to your consciousness, even what one would call bad energy is suddenly transmuted. Well, there is no bad or good energy, it's just energy. Let's say in this very vulnerable state where the shell of the human aspect has come off, that there's what you feel like a psychic bad energy coming at you. That's when you take a deep breath into the I am. I exist. That energy might get really close, like assaulting nasty dark energy. And then suddenly, the moment before it grabs hold of you, it is transmuted. A little bit frightening to have it come that close, but suddenly you realize it is just energy. It's not life. It's not life giving you a hard time. It's not life that has a destiny for you. It is just energy. And then it gets fun, my friends. It gets fun. After you've had a few scary experiences with energy, just like it's going to roll right over you, like it's going to tear you into pieces, and you hold your own, you don't flinch, you don't blink, and it gets in so close you think it's going to devour you, and boom. It transmutes into energy that's here in service to you. That's where it gets fun. Now, what are you going to do with that energy? Well, you're not going to be dreary. You're not just going to stand and look at it and wonder, ask it where it came from. You're going to embody it. Physically, you could say psychically, you're going to embody that energy. And you're going to feel like dancing, singing, running. You're going to just feel so invigorated, in joy. You're going to feel like 1,000 colors. Not 50 shades of gray, but 1,000. 1,000 colors all at once. Let's take a deep breath with that. The human aspect is going out to some other realms right now. You know, it's all the old stuff. Take a deep breath and just feel that for a moment. Wow. Let's take a little peek here while we're at it. So the human aspect is almost like a shell or layers or scales. And now those are coming off. What does that look like? What does that feel like now? As that old armor comes off, that old aspect, what's in there? Take a look. Allow to feel what's in there. What's always been there, but covered up. Everything you've identified with the human self is kind of congealing right now into an aspect. It's going off for kind of special treatment. You'll encounter it from time to time in your dream state, just feelings that you have. You'll feel at times very dissociated, very like, where is that part of me? What happened to it? Well, it'll come back. But it'll come back very different. Let's take a good deep breath with that. Take a good deep breath. A really good deep breath. Whoa. Good. What changes today?